Here in the BBC social media hub, the journalists who publish on behalf of the BBC are trained in the law. So they understand the law relating to contempt of court. They understand the law relating to libel, defamation. But how much do you understand about that law? Do you realise, for instance, that when you blog or tweet or post on Facebook, what you might regard as a verbal conversation, because it is kind of the modern equivalent of that, is in fact a publication? And all the law, both the civil law of defamation on the one hand and the criminal law relating to contempt of court on the other, applies to that publication in precisely the same way as it would to a book that someone had been working years on or to a newspaper article. So what do you do if you want to go online and comment about a big criminal case? Well, the first thing, if you don't want to get into trouble, is if you know of a big criminal case that's coming up and you don't want to get into trouble, simply don't blog, tweet or post. But if you are going to, do be aware of the danger areas. Things like commenting about the defendant in a way that might be prejudicial. So, for instance, revealing that that person has previous convictions or unpleasant character traits. That's one area that is likely to get you into trouble. Commenting about the evidence in a case in a way that might colour the jury one way or another. Just be aware that any comment of that type, which could be deemed to be prejudicial to the trial, could result in you being proceeded against for contempt of court, and it could result in you going to prison. Now, in addition to contempt, there are some criminal offences themselves that relate to publication. Be aware, for instance, that it is a criminal offence to name the victim of a sexual offence. Such victims get lifelong anonymity, and if you do that online, then you will be proceeded against. You will be prosecuted. That is an offence that's punishable by fine, but it has been prosecuted very, very recently.